whether she's Aztec or what. Mm. At first, we knew that she was Aztec.
Mm.
But
I'll be Indian. Huh. Huh. Tell me your wife's name.
Mary.
Mary, okay.
Mary and, Alice.
She was her maiden name? Okay.
I was going to say the first dad's name. She has two dads.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you have to. Yeah. And where was she born?
Colorado Springs.
Okay, I was born in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. When did her family come to Colorado, was it?
Born
here.
Okay, you can say that. They were born here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're native Colorado.
Okay, they were native Colorado.
Yeah, my mother was born in Las Animas, and my first, my dad, real dad, was born in Trinidad.
Okay, so down in the south mm-hmm. southern part of the state. Okay. And she's worked as a housewife? Has she done other things?
No, she's done...
She for 10 years.
Okay.
Chip
factory, be able to hear. Yeah, so you can go ahead and speak up. That's fine. You worked at
in potato chip factory in Curry Spring.
Okay.
Worked for Kmart 10 years, and then I retired when he retired.
Okay. 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 And she, her schooling, how far did?
Through the ninth grade.
Through the ninth grade. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I wanted to ask the two for you, coming along when you were working and even now, did you, besides the Catholic Church, you belong to any other social organizations, any clubs or any, like a railroading?
Union.
You don't belong to the union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing, your family, where are they from originally? Are they from Old Mexico? Or are where were they from originally? Do you know what their ethnic ancestry is?
From here.
They were from here.
New Mexico.
Okay.
New Mexico and Colorado.
Where did they, I'm wondering, before they came to America, where they were from, do you know?
Indians from
they
here.
They were Indians, so they were here. Okay, I got
I'm
you.
An
That's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. What is it, your grand?
Apache and Navajo Indians.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
And then my grandmother was Spanish and Dutch.
Okay. Yeah, so she had a little Dutch in
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah.
So.
It comes up when it runs in a while.
Yeah. My grandfather, great-grandfather, was 102 years old when he died. And he didn't die from health problems. He died pitching hay.
Mm.
He fell on a pitchfork.
When he's working, when that,
he was still working.
Isn't that something to have worked that hard all your life and mm-hmm. to still be able to work like that when you're
behind?
It's like good work, hard work. Just hard work is. My grandfather used to always say, "Hard work never kill you."
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
It's good for you.
It sure is. It sure is. Growing up, what did you call your parents?
Mama.
Okay, Mama and.
Papa.
And Papa, okay. Mm-hmm. And the formal, if you were going to be more formal, you would just call them what? Your...
Mama, so
okay,
yes.
Okay.
Mama,
Papa. Okay. Pronounce mother and father for me.
Pronounce mother and father?
Yeah, that I just wanted to...
In English?
Yeah, yeah. We'll do this in English, although I know...
M-O-T-H-E-R.
Yeah. That's okay, I just need to get you to... I just need to get you to pronounce them for me. Not you don't have to spell them.
Oh, I see.
Just, and together they would be your what? Your
mis pariente.
Okay, or
no.
Your parents.
Oh. What's it in Spanish?
That's okay.
Parents.
Yeah.
Parientes.
Okay. And in English it would just be
parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I want mostly is the English.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
That would be that's helpful. One of the things we're interested in is to see how someone from whose family is from Old Mexico
mm-hmm.
is kind of has you know and now speaks English has kind of learned that. That's kind of one thing we're interested in.
Oh,
so
I
this
see.
Will be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
And you say you didn't know your grandparents at all.
No.
Okay.
No.
Now tell me some about. You said you had children. Tell me some about your children.
Children. Well, Junior, Frank Junior, was born here and went to school here.